USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The bill that was passed in the Senate Thursday to suspend the debt ceiling and cap federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years is set to be signed today by President Biden. In a primetime speech from the Oval Office last night, he praised the bipartisan deal, commending Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders in getting a deal done.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
It averts a default just days before the Monday deadline. America is still facing credit problems even with the debt ceiling issue behind us.
Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit ratings agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. Fitch expressed concerns about recurrent political conflicts over the debt limit and last-minute suspensions, as a downgrade would increase the government's borrowing expenses. I'm John Schaefer.
Rescuers are searching for survivors of a train crash in India that killed nearly 300 people and injured more than 1,000. Many are still believed to be trapped in the wreckage. An official said they are, quote, not very hopeful of finding anyone alive. Two passenger trains collided with a freight train yesterday. The cause of the crash is unclear. Searchers are working to clear debris from an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa that collapsed last weekend. Three people still remain unaccounted for. The first named storm of the year has formed in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Peruvian man suspected to be involved in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway is being extradited to the U.S. Joran Vandersloot is the prime suspect in the disappearance of Holloway, whose body has never been found. Famed racetrack Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track.
The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries sustained at the home of the Kentucky Derby, with no single factor identified as a potential cause and no common pattern. Racing operations will be suspended beginning June 7th and will run through the remainder of the spring meet, which is scheduled for July 3rd. I'm Brian Shook.
The Florida Panthers take the ice tonight in their first Stanley Cup Finals game in more than 25 years. They'll meet the Vegas Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Florida's lone appearance in the finals came in 1996 when they came up short against the Colorado Avalanche. A former model has come forward suing comedian Bill Cosby.
A new Cosby accuser confirms the Carol v. Trump decision is what led her to sue the disgraced Hollywood icon. The former Playboy playmate says the comedian drugged and raped her back in 1969. Victoria Valentino seeks unspecified damages for sex assault and battery. As many as 60 women have come forward to accuse Cosby.
Ryan Daniels reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.